On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.
This young man I'm going to be talking to now, Soul Boy himself, Paul Young. Hiya, Paul.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm doing great, thanks.
Jolly good, jolly good. Are you all ready for this year to get out and about again?
Oh, yeah. Got a lot of stuff waiting in the wings, and yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I mean, is your diary sort of like everybody else's, Paul? You know, from when you had the lockdown, did that affect you badly?
Yeah, it did. There was the Go West tour, which is now back on this year, but that was supposed to happen in 2020, so it's been moved for the third time. You know, and so hopefully that's all good. And then it's just a case of getting the gears rolling again, really. I've got another tour in October in the UK, possible American dates, and the festival season is always one to look forward to.
I know, yeah. But the one in October, Paul, interests me. Is that you headlining a tour?
Yes, I am. Yep.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Any indications who'll be with you?
Yeah, I'm doing it with Hugh and Cry and Carol Decker.
Wow. And,
from Te Pau. So, that's the tickets are going on sale now, I do believe.
Okay.
Because the Go West one, you know, the majority of the tickets were sold a couple of years back.
That's right. Yeah, I think I saw somewhere in the paper that the actual tour is about the 6th of February, something like that, the Go West.
No, it's not. No, I'm actually going to America in February. The Go West one's in April, May.
Oh, right. Well, this may be a radio tour that they're doing. Just popping into different stations, you know, Paul. Which you know, getting round to that. Are you doing the Rewind or the Retro Festivals in Liverpool this year, Paul?
That I don't know yet. I haven't heard about that.
Okay.
I know the Pacaminos are going up and down the country in between all of these other Paul Young tours.
Yeah, well, you've brought me into a great question there, Paul. What is Los Pacos?
Los Pacaminos is a band I've had for 30 years now, so this year we're 30, and we're going to be doing our 30th album. Sorry, not a third. A third album to celebrate the third decade.
Wow! So, if we go all the way back, you know, we played the street band on Saturday on this radio station. You know, Paul, I just loved that novelty with you and the Toast. So it was the street band, Q-Tips, Royal Family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
And of course, right slap bang around about the early 80s was the No Parlay album, which everybody's got either on vinyl, cassette, CD.
Yeah, in fact, I've just done a vinyl signing this morning.
So, have you?
Yeah, they're bringing a limited edition version out that's a gatefold sleeve and all stuff like that. And, I'm friendly with the guy that runs the company that does these limited edition vinyl things. So I went down and signed a few off.
Wow. And is that going to be like on sale to general public, or is it mail order only?
Yeah, I think it's mail order only. That's the way it works. Yeah, it's a company called Super Deluxe Edition.
Okay.
And, he's been doing it for quite a few years now. In fact, he is a guy that when Sony did the box set of Mind,
yes,
it was called Tomb of Memories. It was Paul at Super Deluxe Edition that came up with the running orders, and they let him go into the vaults, the archives, and find some unreleased tracks.
What?
Which then gave to me, actually, and I had the chance to remix one of them.
Yeah.
Which I always wanted to do, yeah.
Brilliant, brilliant. Mind you, I would imagine the size of your fan base, Paul, that'll be all, everybody will be all over that Super Deluxe album of the Gatefold of No Parlay. That'll be brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, it's the Secret Association one, yeah.
Yes, absolutely, yes, yeah. You know, you say you're going to be on tour. You're going off to America. The Rewinds and the retro festivals, the 80s shows, and then you're headlining your own in October. Are you anywhere near Liverpool?
You've caught me on the hop there because I haven't got the details.
Well, I don't want to catch you on the hop, Paul. All I'm trying to lead into is that our radio station's will be 2 years old by then, and right. You know where we are. We are in a place called the Baltic Village, right opposite the Echo Arena, where you've played many times.
Oh wow!
And you know, if you're coming to that area, please come over to the station, have a cup of tea with us, and say hello.
Sure, I'd love to.
Yeah, it'd be lovely to have you in here, Paul, and sign a few albums and dance. You know, the guys will be made up, and, you know, it'd just be nice to see you.
Great, yeah.
Sure. Yeah, fabulous. Okay, me old mate. Well, look, belated happy birthday to you. And I believe Steve said you were up the wall the other week moving home as well, which is not an easy feat. So have a great year, Paul. And as I say, you know, safe trip to America, and hopefully see you in this radio station October-ish or even beforehand. But what would you like us to go? I've got a certain track here that I was going to go out with. Now I Know What Made Otis Blue. It's one of my all-time fabs of yours, mate. So without blowing smoke into your eyes or your face, you know, if you don't mind, well, that's going to be our ending of this interview.
Okay, lovely.
Paul, you take care and stay safe, my friend.
All right, take care. You too.
Yeah, bye now, mate. Bye bye.
All right, cheers.
There we go, the one and only Paul Young, and you heard him. Yeah, he'll be up here. I know that, in October.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+. This is Liverpool Live.